Recording started.
Good morning and welcome to Rev Ng Sunday Soul Connection. As always, we begin our time together with Nashley 7 and Let It Be.
We've come together, that our hearts and our minds reflect you.
As always, I applaud you for taking the next 45 minutes or so out of your busy Sunday. As we join consciously in our e-community to allow ourselves this time, connecting with one another across the airwaves, connecting to the source of all that is, to deepen down, to examine and look at some of the mysteries of life. And so today, my theme is inspired by a friend of mine. I put a notice up on the Facebook page about a new app that she had come across called WeCroak, C-R-O-A-K, as in we die. And the idea of the app is that they send you push notifications 5 times a day, reminding you that you are going to die. The idea came from the people of Bhutan, who believe that if you contemplate death at least 5 times daily, it will bring happiness. It made me smile, because in this culture of ours that we live in over here in the West, we don't like to talk about death, and we certainly wouldn't want to be thinking about it 5 times a day. But what it got me thinking about is to remind ourselves that we have less time than we think. The clock is ticking. We like to focus on a 24/7, even though we are in eternity. But the point that I wish to make this morning is that we have less time than we think. So it's important to be conscious of how we are thinking, what we are thinking, and what it is we want for ourselves, because we have less time than we think. I love the quote that I sent out in the invitation text yesterday to join me this morning from, I don't know how to pronounce the name, Jet Sarsis. And she says, a part of us has to die to transform, and a part of us dies if we don't, which will prevail. You see, there are certain aspects of living, thinking, being, doing that requires dying. We forget that within our bodies, trillions of cells are dying all the time so that new cells, new life can come forth. My cousin looked at her, she's joining me from New York, and she was looking in my garden, and I was sharing about something that was growing and how it almost died, and she was asking, why did I not cut off the dead bits? And I said, because in life there is birth and death and decay all around us. It's not to hide from it. It's not to try and cut it out and forget about it. It's there. It's a great reminder. And so My invitation this morning is, what thoughts, what beliefs, what opinions need to die and change in your thinking so that you can live the life that you were meant to live? This process that I've been on for the last few years doing this doctorate, I was sharing yesterday with my dear friend and advisor for this degree, that there has been so many transformations and realizations I have experienced doing this degree, that had I not done it, I would not have been exposed to. I know that the person who I am now is certainly not the person who began this degree 2 years ago. I know the person that I am now has died many deaths in order to be this person. The deaths and the dying of what I thought I was able to do and what I was able to be based on my upbringing, based on my beliefs about myself. Those erroneous ideas and beliefs had to die so that who I am now, someone who has written, recorded 450 different spiritual practices and created an app which will be launched very soon in a matter of weeks, that person had to die many deaths to reach and be what she needed to be. And so it is, my friends, that I'm constantly trying to share with you as I share my journey. What is necessary, what is needed, so that we can live the life that we were created to live, that we can fulfill the purpose for which we came here to do. The universe has need of each and every one of us in our own unique and particular way to do, to be, to express in their own individual manner. I have said often, God doesn't need another Gandhi or Mother Teresa or MLK. God needs you as you. But that doesn't mean you get to sit on the sidelines. That doesn't mean you get to play small and inferior. No, God needs you to come up and express yourself in all of your originality. So my sacred text this morning comes from Luke 6:45. A good person produces good from the good treasures of his heart, and an evil person produces evil from an evil treasure, because the mouth speaks from the overflow of the heart. Now, this is very antiquated language, so I want to break it down so it relates to what we're talking about today. Our thoughts and beliefs of what's flowing from our heart, that central place of our, let's just for argument's sake say where our soul exists. And our soul knows what we have need of because it's been with us from lifetime to lifetime. When we are speaking from our heart, from the place of our soul, when we are thinking and speaking the good that we want, when we are speaking and thinking affirmatively, positively, constructively, out of that is what will manifest in the world of form and experience. Out of that we have sown the seeds to create the life that we want. Our thinking and our being is in alignment. But it says if an evil person, and let's just translate that word into something else. If a person who is limited, who is negative, who has no real absolute belief in themselves, are thinking from that level of consciousness and awareness, then what they will produce will equal and manifest to their thinking, their level of thinking, their level of being. Because it says the mouth speaks from the overflow of the heart. The mouth is bringing forth, the mind is bringing forth from what really you are at the center of your being. So are you thinking and living and being from positivity, from constructiveness, from affirmativeness, or are you living and being and therefore speaking from a level of lack, of limitation, of disbelief, of fill in the blanks? You see, my beloved, we need to die. The Prophet Muhammad, blessed be his name, said that you were to die before you die. Meaning that there are aspects of ourself, of our nature, of who we think we are and who we are not, that needs to die. We are so afraid of that word death and dying that we don't even realize that there are things within us, there are thoughts and beliefs that need to die. We hold on to an old way of thinking and being because we've had it for so long. We don't want to let it go. And so my celestial poem this morning is from fragments of your ancient name. It's been a long time since I've shared something from her. And this is entitled Divine Magnet by Edward Hayes. Draw me toward your love. Attract me to what really counts. Pull me away from distractions that keep my heart unfocused. Let there be a strong connection between your presence and mine so that each aspect of life I stay closely in touch with you. Captivate my heart so completely that I continually return to you. I believe that in that returning to the source of who we are, to that alignment that we are one with God and all that God is, and that we are God in expression in this human physical form. When we do that, when we return back to that acknowledgement, that awareness, that alignment, we have no qualms about allowing that which no longer serves us to die its natural death. And we embrace because everything that we have been, everything that we have gone through has brought us to who we are now and to who we are becoming. Don't be afraid to let that which no longer serves you die. My science of mind reading is entitled, How's Your Thinking Today? The first quote comes from Emma Curtis Hopkins, who says, You have a wonderful kingdom of thoughts. Which one reigns now? Our second quote from Science of Mind, page 115, Ernest Holmes says, Man's outward life is the result of the subjective state of his thought. The author writes, Today's subject is one of the most fundamental religious science principles. Change your thinking, change your life. I wonder how many times over the past nearly 100 years our practitioners and ministers have talked about this, taught this, and demonstrated this. Emma Curtis Hopkins, of course, as a New Thought master, taught the same thing. But her quote above struck me as a fresh perspective on a universal truth. All too often, many of us worry about our thinking, which implies a self-criticism. How refreshing instead to acknowledge that we have a wonderful kingdom of thoughts and to imagine one of them coming forth to sit in the high place. For me, at least, it has been a light-hearted practice to identify which of my present, persistent, reoccurring thoughts is reigning for the moment. I can depose the false king if I recognize that it's not serving my best interests and highest conduct. An acquaintance of mine who is agnostic claims it's not possible to control his thinking and that trying to do so is just a form of censorship. In response, I have offered many examples of successfully doing just that myself and consequently improving my life. As for censorship, when we remove political connotations from that word and stay with the original concept, censorship. It is all about watching for ideas that are harmful or deleterious to well-being. I can accept that concept of censorship without any qualms about being inauthentic or presenting a false facade. Why should I continue to be ruled by unruly thoughts? For me, it's much better to honor my life with the best thinking I can muster each day. You see, my beloved, I too love that first quote from Emma Curtis Hopkins, who said, "You have a wonderful kingdom of thoughts. Which one is reigning?" Our sacred text is that you can produce good if you have good heart, or you can produce not so if that's what's going on, if that's the dominant. You get to choose. You get to censor. You get to leave out. You get to exercise out the thoughts, the feelings, the beliefs that are not congruent with who and what you want for your life. Because why I keep emphasizing this point is if you are able to live and show up authentically, that creates a ripple in the whole web and connection of life that can touch and impact people in ways you cannot conceive of. We want the world to change, but it can change without first changing us. So, as Gandhi said, we have to be the change we want to see. If we are learning how to let go, how to allow to die off the thoughts, the beliefs, the ideas that are not in alignment, that are not congruent to us being our authentic, creative, most expressive selves, if we can't do that, there is no hope or change in this world. So every week in a different shape or form, I'm coming back to remind you to move beyond the self-imposed limitations, the self-inflicted directions you think you have to travel in. You are an expression of the infinite divine life itself, whether we call it God or Yahweh or Allah or Jehovah or universe or divine presence or ground of being, whatever label we choose, we are an expression of that life force. And we are here to express it authentically. So my story this morning from Rebel Stories, you know I love this book. It says, "Once upon a time, there was a girl who was always afraid. Her name was Michelle Robinson, and she lived in a one-bedroom apartment in Chicago with her family. Maybe I'm not smart enough. Maybe I'm not good enough, she worried. And her mother would say, if it can be done, you can do it. Anything is possible, said her dad. Michelle worked hard. Sometimes teachers told her she should not aim too high because her grades were not that good. Some people said she would never achieve something big because she was just a black girl from the south side of Chicago. But Michelle chose to listen to her parents. Anything is possible, she thought. So she graduated from Harvard and became a lawyer at a big firm. And one day her boss asked her to mentor a young lawyer, and his name was Barack Hussein Obama. They fell in love and got married a few years later. One day Barack told her he wanted to become the President of the United States. At first she thought he was crazy, but then she remembered, if it can be done, you can do it. So she quit her job and helped him on his campaign. Barack won the elections twice, and Michelle became the first African-American First Lady of the United States. No one is born smart. You become smart through hard work, is her motto. Always stay true to yourself and never let what somebody else says distract you from your goals. You see, she had to allow the thoughts and limiting beliefs about where she was from, what she thought she was able to die. She had to let them die so that who she could be, her most authentic self, could come to the fore. And her mother's and father's encouragement, if it can be done, you can do it. How many of us have forsaken doing what we thought we could do because we thought, that's only for someone else. When Roger Bannister, who was the first person who ran and broke the 4-minute mile, he did not accept the word that it was impossible. He only knew he wanted to. And that is the same. You have to die. Let die the little voice in your head that keeps saying, stay down, play small, don't stick your head above the parapet, it might get shot off. Remember you tried and that didn't work and look how you felt. Let that little voice of the ego die so that you may have the life you want, so that you may live. You may live to the fullest. That you may live your most authentic. You may live so that when your time comes that you do die, you have no regrets. I shared with you last week that it is better to try something and fail because the mind will reframe it. But if you don't attempt it, you are left haunted with the regret of not having done something. So let us take a moment. As we go within self, as we go into that cave of the heart, the sanctuary of the soul, and consciously commune with the source of all that is. And if you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes and bring your attention to your breath, the gentle inhalation and exhalation, the ebbing and the flow, the subtraction and the expansion. And as you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in. And as you breathe out, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe out. Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in. Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe out. In, out, in, out, in, out, in, out, in. Now as you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in deeper. And as you breathe out, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe out slowly. Inhale, this is my breath as I breathe in deeper. Exhale, this is my breath as I breathe out slower. Deeper. Slower. Deeper.
deeper. Now as you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in healing. And as you breathe out, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe out with you. Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in healing. Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe. Healing. Forgiveness. Healing. Healing. Now as you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in life. And as you breathe out, say to yourself, this is my breath as I live. Inhale, this is my breath as I breathe in life. Exhale, this is my breath as I live. Life. Live. Life. Live. Life. Live. Here in the sanctuary, in the cave of the heart, the seat of the soul, allow us to cultivate good things so that we may produce good things. So take a moment to set the intention for the good things you want to experience in this coming week. To see in your mind's eye and feel the equivalent of what it might be for each one. It's different. Take a deep breath in. And bring your attention now into our circle of prayer. As always, you're invited to include anything or anyone that is in need of prayer. We're living, moving, and having our being in an infinite intelligence that is everywhere present, that knows what to do and how to do it. In this realization, in this truth, we rest and rely and relax. Divine beloved, infinite creator, ground of our being, source of all that is, thou who art immanent and transcendent, the Alpha and the Omega, as we consciously come into your presence at this time, let us allow to die all that no longer serves us, those aspects of our nature that is not the truth of who we are, the false ideas or limiting beliefs that we've held on for too long. Let them die into their natural nothingness, that we may truly embrace and embody this life we are meant to live, to sharpen a way that is authentic, that is uniquely us, not someone else's version. For you created to be the individuals that we are. So let us claim our true identity. Let us live from our true authenticity. Let us be the expressions of our God self in its unique and original way. Divine beloved, there is so much need in this world, social, political, emotional, mental, financial. Whilst we look on and feel that we are helpless, let us hold in our hearts the intention for love, for peace, for unity. Let us know that our thoughts are creative. And as our text said this morning, out of the good treasures of our heart comes forth good. So let us hold in our hearts good thoughts, good feelings, good beliefs for the world that we're living in and want to live in, knowing that we are sowing the seeds for that to happen. Let us allow only thoughts that are uplifting, that are energizing, that are positive, that is constructive, that is an alignment of who we really want to be. Let that be the dominant thought. Let us work and strive to be diligent in what we are holding in our consciousness and allow to die its natural death those thoughts and beliefs that no longer serve us. Divine beloved, infinite creator, source of all that is, for this beautiful world and all its inhabitants, we send forth love and appreciation for all of life, for your infinite grace, your endless blessings, your eternal mercy. We are ever, ever grateful. And so it is. Amen. Take a deep breath in and open your eyes as we do our movement prayer. Stretch your hands and reach towards the sky and say aloud, I open myself to life all around me. Cross your hands over your heart, wrists and palms down and say, I am one with love and all that love is. Bring your hands as if in prayer in front of your lips and say, I speak only words of health and wholeness. Drop your hands to your sides, palms open facing outwards and say,
I give thanks for all good things flowing to me. Bend your elbows, making small circles with your wrists, and say, I release and let go, and so it is. Take a deep breath in as I unmute the phones, as we repeat our morning's affirmations and Buddhist meditations.
All participant lines have been unmuted. Press #6 to mute your line.
The first affirmation is from our Science of Mind reading. If you repeat after me, I choose the best and the brightest thoughts.
I choose the best and the brightest thoughts.
To guide my path.
To guide my path.
And enrich my life.
And all is well.
Our Buddhist meditations, I forgive the past and close the door.
I forgive the past and close the door.
I forgive all and resentment is dissolved.
I forgive all and resentment is dissolved.
I forgive myself and I am at peace.
I forgive myself and I am at peace.
I accept myself and I am free.
I accept myself and I am free.
May I feel protected and safe.
May I feel protected and safe.
Contented and at peace. May my physical body provide me with strength.
May my physical body provide me with strength.
May my life unfold smoothly and with ease.
May my life unfold smoothly and with ease.
If anyone has hurt or harmed me, knowingly or unknowingly in thought, word or deed,
Knowingly or unknowingly, in thought, word, or deed.
I freely forgive them and I ask forgiveness. If I have hurt or harmed anyone, knowingly or unknowingly, in thought, word, or deed.
May I be happy.
May I be peaceful. May I be free. May my friends be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be free. May those that challenge me be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be free. May all beings be happy.
May all beings be happy.
May they be peaceful. May they be free.
May they be free.
And now our prayer of intention. The life of God I am. Within and without. Radiating brightly. The love of God I am. Within and without.
Expressing unconditionally.
The power of God I am. Within and without. Manifesting exuberantly. The presence of God I am. Within and without.
Within and without.
eternal and unceasingly.
Eternal and unceasingly.
So, my beloved, as we come towards the close of our Sunday soul, I'd like to share one more quote from Swami Vivekananda. We are what our thoughts have made us. So take care about what you think. Words are secondary. Thoughts live. They travel far. So my benediction. May you see God's light on the path ahead. When the road you walk is dark, may you always hear in time of sorrow the singing of the lark. When times are hard, may hardness not turn your heart to stone. For when shadows fall, remember, you do not walk alone. That is an Irish blessing. Well, I look forward to joining you on Thursday for our midweek prayer, our 10 at 10, and again next Sunday for Reverend Sunday Soul Connection. The song I've chosen to close with today is by Jamie Grace, entitled The Waiting. Enjoy.
Thank you.
A very happy Sunday and a beautiful week to come. Look forward to seeing you or joining you on Thursday and again on Sunday. God bless.
Thank you.